Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Yes, we're taking this segment out of the too hard basket because Cassie has an issue around her adult kids not paying board, at least some of them. Cassie writes, I am a single parent with a household of young adults. The boys, who are aged 20 and 21, are on JobKeeper and will have jobs to go back to after the pandemic. I don't ask them for financial contributions, but should I? She writes. What's the go with other families? She writes, I have a friend who asks her adult kids for board, but she puts it in a savings account for them. Morally, though, writes Cassie, should I be teaching them that you can't go through life as a freeloader? This is a big one, isn't it? I think this is one that many parents confront. How have you handled the finances with your adult children living at home? What advice would you give Cassie? Perhaps you've paid board yourself at one time. You can get in touch. Leave a post on our Facebook page. Just look for RN Life Matters. There are literally more than 70 posts up there at the moment about this one. What should Cassie do? With me are two people with life experience on this very issue. George McEncrow is founder of rideshare service Sheba, and Rick Goddard is a presenter at ABC Hobart. Hello, you two. Lovely to have you back.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
George, I'm going to start with you because I feel like this is so meta. This is a too hard basket within a too hard basket because you are facing this situation in an even more complicated fashion than Cassie does.
Well, I have this exact problem. So I have four kids aged between 17 and 22. One's 23 next week. So this is me all over. And I have one of my four pays board. Two of them have just returned to paid work, but they were all on JobKeeper.
Right.
And the one who's paying board doesn't have a job. So she's the oldest. And
what gender are the other three, George?
Boys. And
well, knock me down with a feather.
I hate them and I want to throw rocks at them at the moment. So every time they're going to eat wheat because I hope they choke.
Unlike Cassie, who's been wrestling with this almost silently, you've actually approached your sons and said, hey, what about it? I think it's about time you paid your way,
yeah.
Right?
And they just say, I'll do that. And in fact, they don't. They say I'll go and wash the car and it doesn't happen. And I've just got parental burnout. I think I've just got fatigue from the whole thing. I'm just exhausted by the whole discussion.
And yet the only one of your progeny who does pay, doesn't have a job and is your daughter.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the world, George?
I don't know. It's terrible. Well, the second oldest boy, is saving his money because he's going to Canberra next year to live. He's going to study at ANU to finish his law degree, and he has to pay for a bond and a car to go. So he has a reason. But the other one.
But they're all working.
Every time. They're all working, and the other one, just things keep coming to the door from eBay, like new shoes and guitars and other stuff that keeps arriving. It was my birthday yesterday, and I didn't even get a card.
George, I am horrified. Rick, do you share the horror of what's going on here for George and for Cassie to some degree here?
Look, I do. I really do. And it's such a common experience. And I mean, I hate to do this, particularly on Radio National. Andrew Bolt will probably write the column. It's the patriarchy. This is entitlement. This is entitlement writ large. I have had mums say, I know, but I'm a bit afraid of them because they're so much bigger than me. I've had mums say, well, I'm just worried that they'll think it's better at their dad's house. So it's fear. And letting the guys get away with it really worries me because how are they then going to treat their female partner if their expectation is if they just bothered not getting around to it, you know, like it gets to go by the wayside. My question is, where are the dads, divorced or otherwise, doesn't matter, who are saying, hey, this is not okay. You are not a man if you're bludging in the house you live in.
Well, where is their sense of self? Yeah.
Where's the contribution? So I was wondering if a possible solution for Cassie and you, George, is to say, right, here's the running costs of the house. Here's my contribution, and actually lay the paperwork out in front of them and go, well, here's my daughter's contribution in your case, George. And then yep. say to the guys, well, what's fair? Look at that. You tell me what you think's fair. You're a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that last line. That was
That's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
You're going to be.
Because it's disgusting. I get really angry. I ask my kids, they're 13 and 12. If you had a job and you were 20 and asked you for board, would you think that was rude? They're like, nah.
No, it's not rude. It's not rude. And I know when they go to other people's houses, they'd hate this side of them to be coming out. This
right,
stingy
so
side.
You keep the men's secret. See, this is more of the thing of like, I'll protect my beautiful sons from shame. I'll never say anything about it. And they get away with, you know, this, you're training them to be CEOs of major organizations. It's good. It's good. Like, how do we address this all together? And George, are you afraid if you make them pay that they won't love you? What's at the heart of it?
No, I think on the other side is that if they at some people's houses they go to, they get paid to do jobs, and I've never done that. I won't pay them to do jobs.
No, they should contribute.
The idea is that they put in cash and they just keep saying, yeah, I'll do it later, and then I just get distracted with other things.
So
I'm
sorry to butt in.
I
think you guys have actually got a handle on all this. You really don't need me. I've just gone away and made a cup of tea, by the way, because you are just handling
it
so well.
It's the exhaustion. It's the exhaustion of continually being at war with them.
But the way you talked about it, George, just kind of interrupt. Sorry, Rick. I just want to ask because I got the impression, George, that your sons are quite amiable about it. They go, we'll do that. They just never do it.
Definitely. We're not going to, they go, definitely. I'll put that across into your account. Sure, it's coming.
So they recognise it in principle. They just don't do it in practice. So
they don't actually deliver.
Is that because, and this is something that's useful for Cassie as well, because I think, and for so many other parents, me included, do you think it's because sometimes boys just don't seem to have the life skills to get their act together enough to make their promises reality?
Maybe I just have to actually grab them by the hand and go to the bank with them in the car and withdraw the funds myself.
Well, can I suggest that again is reinforcing mum knows best and I will make your life easier for you so you can pay me what you deserve to pay me.
Well, otherwise what do I do, withhold a meal from them? Like serve up 3 steaks to the kids who've paid and the one who doesn't pay doesn't get dinner.
or a lesser dinner. Maybe, like apricot rice or something small out of a tin.
3 Brussels sprouts.
Something like that.
It's so hard. My mum was a single mum of 4 boys and she would never have charged us board because of pride. She wanted to go, of course I can provide for you, and she's mum, she will never deprive us. Yeah. But the problem with it is, so I had a period of time where as a result of complex guilt and divorce and things, my dad paid for my studies and paid my rent for a little bit.
Yeah.
And coming off that, I had forgotten all my resilience and independence. I crashed my car, I rang him, I said, what do I do? He said, you used to run a theatre company, you can do this. Yeah. And I'm 24 or something. And I went, being helped too much, it makes you
weak. It's not helpful.
And if you want your men to be strong, and is there a language that we can have with our boys and men to go, hey, dude, that's a bit weak to live like this.
Because you are doing them a favour in the long term, and this is the same thing with you, Cassie, and writing in. You're doing them a favour by making them fiscally and therefore ethically and morally responsible for the contributions they make to a shared household life. And they're going to need to know how to do this in an efficient way when and if they leave the house.
Yes, and look, I'm sure there are daughters who are sponging as well. There are probably, standover merchants who are sitting there too who are going, I'll just live off the fat of the land for as long as I possibly can. And then they think they're getting a win, but they're not actually.
No.
Like once you've got money coming in, everyone should be paying their way. And I did. Always, and I just can't understand how people don't enjoy that.
You know, I think it's a sign of one of the failings in our contemporary society, as I wrap this up, because we're running out of time here. But you two have been amazing, by the way. But I was just going to say that I think we feel like we're doing our children a disservice if they don't have, in quotation marks, some kind of better life than us, when in fact adversity is teaching them to have a better life. And I think modern society often forgets that in that mass behaviour around helicopter parenting. So can
Is there time for one quick suggestion?
Quick.
If you don't pay board, you're not allowed to drink in the house because you're a child.
That's good.
I like
That's
that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
All right. That'll cut through.
That's great. And look, Cassie, I think we're all saying, make sure that you form a template of behaviour that will do your boys in good stead in later life, because we want our boys to be good men.
Yeah.
Are we agreed?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can too.
Rick, George, again, it's been amazing. Thank you both very much indeed.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's not often that we get a guest whose life actually reflects the Two Hard Baskets scenario even more than Cassie's did, but I think we got
help
there.
Help me.
Oh, you poor thing.
Okay, good, guys. Thank you very much.